Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Thursday. It's the 13th day of January, 2022. Not a lot going on weather-wise. A very dry and stable weather pattern across the area. High pressure at the surface, though, is going to be shifting more to the east. That has a clockwise wind flow around it at the surface, of course. And low pressure developing over West Texas, producing a counterclockwise motion around that. It means a southerly wind will become more pronounced across the area. Maybe not so much today. Pretty much a light wind for Austin and the I-35 corridor today. But I think particularly by late tonight into tomorrow, the southerly winds return, and temperatures over the next day or so, today and tomorrow, will be well above seasonal averages, running about 10 degrees or more above what they should be this time of year. We've got another cold front due in the area by late tomorrow night, late Friday night. That front will come through, of course, moving through a pretty stable dry air mass, not much in the way of moisture available. So maybe a few clouds and, of course, the wind shift and much cooler temperatures, but I guess very little in the way of sensible weather. You'll see the wind shift. And one of the big things with this front appears to be a pretty strong north wind. Those winds on Saturday in the wake of the front, as new high pressure builds out of the Rockies and the Plains into Texas, those northerly winds across south central Texas may be gusting as high as 30 to 40 miles an hour. I think that raises our wildfire danger just a bit across south central Texas, given the lack of rainfall lately. And in addition, the dormant state of the vegetation given the winter season across south central Texas. Let's keep that in mind going into the weekend. Those winds lighten up a little bit by Sunday. Still plenty of sunshine for your weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. Another weak wind shift is just basically a reinforcement of the dry, stable air mass. That'll move through the area sometime late Sunday night into Monday. I think we're back to warmer temperatures after that front goes through, much cooler for the weekend and even into Sunday and Monday. But I think we begin a warm-up by Monday afternoon into Tuesday. Looks like another front by late next Wednesday, but indications are that it will, in addition, be dry in its passage across south central Texas. So if you think about all this over the next 7 days, it should make sense to you that the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, part of their 7-day rainfall forecast, has us with no rainfall in the Austin area over the next 7 days. Little change in the weather pattern for Austin and south central Texas, other than the much cooler temperatures due for the weekend. By the way, be prepared for a light freeze in most areas, especially away from downtown Austin, the urban areas on the I-35 corridor. Once you get out of those areas, a pretty decent freeze for Saturday night for south central Texas. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 13th day of January, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts on the website, in addition to my text forecast, also on the website. I'll update that again on Friday morning. Have yourself a good Thursday.